Yeah, all right. It's question time for Harold.
Gas.
Yes?
Gas, yeah. Something I really look forward to for a long time, and if you want to buy one, you're going to have to look forward to a long wait. And that's the new Bronco.
Ah.
The new Ford Bronco.
They're not electric.
No. Yeah. No. You got the entry level, the Sport, which is a four banger, but I had one that was up from that. It's a larger wheelbase, and I'm going to call it a 21-22 because they're in that sort of transition, and a very long waiting list right now, but I think you'll find it worth it. This was their Outer Banks edition, five passenger. It's got their 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6. Made it to a 10-speed automatic transmission.
Is that the big engine, the V6?
Yeah.
Okay.
330 horsepower.
Okay.
And so the tuners are going to get on that, and you can get over 400 real easy doing that. Yeah. 415 pound-feet of torque. Just really beautifully equipped, a really good, good, solid ride. They had their high lift package, big 12-inch touchscreen. Adaptive cruise, heated steering wheel, wireless charging pad. I mean, they're going right after Jeep, and they admit it. So the roof comes apart in sections, the doors come off, all that stuff, all your skid plates, all your off-road gear. But still nice stuff, 60-40 split on the rear seat, carpeted flooring, both rows, a lot of storage and a lot of containers and storage. They've got over 200 accessories already coming from Ford for this thing. Auto start, stop. Four-wheel discs, their co-pilot system, their Ford Connect, lots of charging ports on this thing. This one is a red metallic and one of the most gorgeous paint colors I have ever seen. Rear locking axle, of course, cargo area protector, keyless entry, really nicely loaded. The base one with lots of stuff is 41. And this one loaded to the gills is 53. So
that's
they're getting in good value.
Bad.
No. If you look at some of the prices on other stuff out there.
Yeah.
And they're great looking. Ride really good. And like I say, you'll go nuts looking at the accessories.
I think I had four big Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And the engine that was in them back in the day, the early day,
right,
was like a 351.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Correct. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, no, it's a neat vehicle. And I'm glad that they did... True to the original, you can get it in a two-door. So you can get it in a two-door or a four-door. If you want to be a purist, you know, like the old ones, which were two doors,
sure,
as
right.
you know, you
yeah.
can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're cool.
Just to add to that, on Thursday, an unveiling occurred for Roxor. Now, these are not street legal.
Right.
They're diesel. They got into a squabble with Jeep.
Right. Then
and came back and had to...
on hold for a while.
Right. Yep. It was on hold and redesigned, but they have launched and will be providing more information on that as we move along. But
good.
Roxor is back.
They're back. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, Texas Outdoors Journal, shooting editor. He's on his way.